Hey, we saw tonight what Mr. Mullins did for the 49ers. You give a youngster an opportunity, and it paid off tonight. A nice 34-3 victory for the 49ers over the Raiders in a game you heard right here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, I'm going to bring in my partner, Braden Suprenant. And, Braden, we're going to start off with the eight-man semifinals. The first game of the semifinals was played earlier tonight at Calvin Christian, and the road squad, San Diego Jewish Academy, upended the two-seed Calvin Christian 36-30. How about that one?
Yeah, San Diego Jewish Academy, you know, got the three seed, but they've been playing some good football of late, and not really too surprised at that upset. What do you think about the Foothills Christian Borrego Springs game tomorrow?
Well, Borrego Springs been scoring a lot of points. They got a 9-1 record, but Foothills Christian's the number one seed in that division. I think we'd probably have to go with Foothills Christian on that, even though I've been kind of following Borrego Springs. They had a young man a couple of weeks ago return a couple of kickoffs, 95 and 80 yards. Had another couple of scores in that ball game as well. But I think Foothills Christian probably going to be the favorite, even though Borrego Springs comes in at 9-1.
Yeah, it's going to be probably Foothills Christian. The thing I've noticed the most, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, but the way the rating system is, they've done a really good job with nailing seeds. So I wouldn't be too surprised if it's straight chalk for a lot of these playoffs.
So San Diego Jewish Academy, they're in the final. The winner of Borrego Springs Foothill Christian tomorrow will get to the finals. And that final will be a week from tomorrow night, November 9th, at Mission Bay High School at 7 o'clock. All right, let's get into 11-man football. And we'll start off with Division 5. And we'll start off tomorrow night. You got Maranatha Christian, the number 9 seed, going on the road to take on number 8 seed Castle Park. And the winner of that game will go against Orange Glen. Maranatha Christian, 5-5. Castle Park checks in at 6-2. And that's a heck of an effort by Castle Park, because remember, they forfeited a game earlier in the year.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say, is Castle Park, they did forfeit a game early in the year, but you know, like I said about San Diego Jewish Academy playing good football of late, that's what Castle Park's been doing. You know, they've been playing good football. They won their league. I look to see them continue this hot streak and potentially, most likely, in my opinion, knock off Maranatha Christian.
Another matchup in Division 5 tomorrow night. You got number 12, Army-Navy, going up the mountain to Mountain Empire. That's a nice little hike on a Friday. Mountain Empire checks in at number 5. Army-Navy, 3-7. They've been playing much better the last few weeks. Mountain Empire, 7-3. The winner of that game tomorrow night will travel next Friday night down to Holtville. Holtville, the number 4 seed, with a 7-2 mark.
Mountain Empire's got a lot of good defensive players for their team. They're going to have to slow down Army-Navy's rushing attack, which is, they put up a lot of big numbers offensively, Army-Navy does, in their rushing game. But look for Dallas Prince of Mountain Empire to have a good game. He plays both ways. He's a great athlete up there, and I think Mountain Empire gets it done.
San Diego Southwest, an 11 seed in Division 5. They'll travel to number 6 seed, Vincent Memorial. Southwest 4-6, Vincent Memorial 6-3. The winner of that one will take on 3 seed Francis Parker, who finished the year a marvelous 9-1.
Vincent Memorial's in the D5 championship last year. I think that's going to benefit them in this situation, and I think they get the dub.
Calipatria, the 10th seed in Division 5, will travel out to Palo Verde Valley. 7th seed Calipatria, 3-7. 4-6 for Palo Verde Valley. The winner of that will take on number 2 seed Tri-City Christian, who finished up the regular season 8-2.
To me, this one's more of a coin flip, and at the end of the day, I think it's not really going to matter as much, because I think Tri-City Christian's just too good. So whoever wins this game is going to have an uphill battle to take on Tri-City Christian.
Division 4, 9th seed Chula Vista, going across the bridge to take on Coach Hines' Coronado Islanders, the 8th seed. Chula Vista, the Spartans, struggled this year at 2-8, Coronado 6-3. The winner of that will take on number 1 seed San Diego, who finished the regular season at 8-1.
This is a very interesting matchup to me. I know both coaches, Coach Bannister at Chula Vista and Coach Hines at Coronado. You know Coach Hines is going to be ready for his his street fight that he always talks about. So I like Coronado in this one. I think Chula Vista is going to make it a pretty good game, though. Although they're 2-8, like you said, a lot of their games have been pretty close.
12th seed La Jolla Country Day, 2-7 on the year, going against number 5 seed Santana, 5-5. The winner of that will take on 4th seed the Mar Vista Mariners, who checked in at the end of the year with a 7-3 mark. That game tomorrow night, I think I might go with the Sultans in that one.
I'm going to go with the Sultans as well. They're a bigger school. They're going to have bigger players. Bears. I don't see that big of a chance for La Jolla Country Day tomorrow night. But, you know, I'd love to see people prove me wrong, but I'm going with the Soul.
11 seed Sweetwater going to Sarah. The Conquistadors have had a very nice year. The Conquistadors come in at number 6. They're 7-3. Sweetwater, again, the 11 seed, 3-7. The winner of that will travel up the freeway a week from tomorrow night and take on 3rd seed Del Norte that finished the campaign 6-4.
Sarah came into this year at the beginning of the season. They struggled early. I'm pretty sure they got all three of their losses in their first 4 or 5 games. One of those losses was to Del Norte, but Sarah is playing good football right now. I think they beat Sweetwater, and I think they make it more of a game against Del Norte next week.
And the final game in Division 4, you got 10 seed Calexico, 3-7, going against number 7 seed Classical. They finished 6-4. The winner of that gets to take on the 9-1 second-seeded Kearney Commons.
Classical Academy has got a really good quarterback. They're very explosive for a small school. And last week they played, or 2 weeks ago, they played Bishops, who's a Division II school, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head. And they hung with them pretty well. So I like Classical Academy in this one, although I think their train stops short against Kearney.
Okay, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll get to Division III, Division II, Division I. We'll talk a little bit about the Open Division, even though they've got a bye tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit about those four squads. Thanks for tuning in. Coach John Quintero, this is the High School Football Show on 97.3 The Fan.
It's the High School Football Show with John Quintero. Brought to you by Lolita, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
Final segment tonight as I bring in Braden Suprenant. Once again, we're going to get to Division 3 and try to get through Division 2 and Division 1. And, of course, the Open Division tomorrow night does not play. They'll play a week from tomorrow night. But, Braden, let's go to Division 3. You got El Capitan 3-7 going against University City 4-6. The winner of that will take on the 9-1 Christian squad that's the number one seed.
I really like Yafet Yokley of El Cap. I think he's a really good player for them, very explosive. But University City, unfortunately, has about 3 or 4 Yafet Yokleys, so I'm going to go with the University City.
Yeah, you know, kind of interesting here. Morse, a 5 seed. They're going to actually be on the road tomorrow night at number 12, a Hilltop. Morse, 5-4. Hilltop finished the year 5-5, and the winner of that gets a trip down to Brawley, who finished 8-2 and right now is ranked 4th in Division 3.
Yeah, no favors to Morse in this situation, but I don't think it's really going to matter in terms of home Hilltop being home or Morse being home. I think Morse has way more talent than Hilltop does, and they're going to win.
11 seed Rancho Buena Vista, 4-6, going down to take on 6 seed Santa Fe Christian, who finished 6-3. The winner of that will take on Ron Hamamoto's Monta Vista Monarchs, the 3rd seed in Division 3. They finished the campaign 9-1.
You got Dorian Richardson going against a very disciplined, well-coached small school in Santa Fe Christian. It's going to be whether or not they can tackle Dorian Richardson. I'm going to go with Dorian Richardson. I'm going to go with the upset Rancho Buena Vista in this one, the 11 seed.
Well, that'd be a heck of a matchup the following week. Dorian Richardson and Jamon McClendon. That would be something if it ends up being that. And then you got number 10 seed West Hills going down to Imperial. The 7 seed West Hills finished 8-2. 6-4 for Imperial. And the winner of that will get Central out of the desert, who finished a perfect 10-0 and their number 2 seed in Division 3.
It's very tough for San Diego teams to go out to the desert and get wins. I think Imperial wins, but if West Hills goes down there and beats Imperial, then they have to go back out there to play Central again. That's pretty brutal.
All right, we got about 3 minutes to go. We'll roll through this. Division 2, 9 Olympian going against 8 Ramona. Olympian 3-7, Ramona 6-3. The winner will take on 9-1 Granite Hills a week from tomorrow night.
Pretty disappointing seasons for both of these teams in their eyes. You know, Ramona's coming off a CIF championship appearance, and Olympian's always been pretty good. Both of them have been banged up with injuries and limited players. I'm going to go with Ramona in this one as they win on the mountain.
12 seed Westview, 1-9, going to 5 seed Lincoln, 7-3. The winner of that will take on 4 seed Point Loma, 5-5.
Lincoln looked really, really good last week against Madison, which is no slouch. I think they get this job done pretty easily against Westview, and I think they upset Point Loma in a rematch game in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, the Vista Panthers, a 6 seed, 6-4, go to Bishops, 11 seed, 5-4 on the year. The winner of that will get an opportunity to go up the mountain. Mountain, third seed Valley Center, who finished 7-3.
Vista has way more talent than Bishops does, and I think they get it done.
10th seed San Pasqual, 6-4, going down the freeway to Mira Mesa, 7th seed at 7-2. The winner of that gets the Red Hot Poway Titans, who finished the year at 8-2, and the number 2 seed in Division 2.
Mira Mesa is very talented with their quarterback, Noah Tumlin. They're well coached by Coach Thompson. They're my dark horse in the entire Division 2 playoffs. In fact, I got that 7th seed team going all the way to the CIF Championship game.
All right, let's see if we can get through Division 1 here. 9th seed Mission Hills on the road tomorrow night. The game we're carrying live here on 97.3, The Fan. Rancho Bernardo, number 8. Mission Hills, 3-6. Rancho Bernardo, 7-3. The winner gets the number 1 seed, La Costa Canyon, 6-3.
This game's going to be very interesting. A lot of storylines going into this game. One team that's kind of overperformed and one team that's underperformed. I think it's going to be a really fun matchup to watch.
12th seed El Camino. The Wildcats finished 1-8 on the year. They'll travel out to number 5 seed Steel Canyon, who got a tri-championship in the Grossmont Hills League with that win last week over Helix. Steel Canyon finished 8-2. The winner of that will get to go to Mesa College a week from tomorrow night to take on the 4th seed St. Augustine Saints, who finished the regular season at 7-3.
Steel Canyon is very good. They had a great win last week against Helix, but they cannot sleep on El Camino. El Camino have played the toughest schedule in San Diego County. They still got a lot of talent. It's going to be a tough battle, I think, for Steel Canyon, but I think they still get it done.
11th seed Grossmont, 3-7, goes against 6th seed Madison, who finished the year 6-4. That will take on the Helix Highlanders, a 3rd seed, and finish the year 6-4.
Two teams that have kind of struggled a lot this season. Grossmont had a little bit more woes than Madison did. Madison's got more athletes. They're going to get it done. And my favorite matchup every year, Helix versus Madison, it's always a physical game.
And number 10, Otay Ranch, 6-4, going up to Simcox Field, take on number 7, Oceanside, who finished 5-5. The winner will go down to the South Bay. Of course, if Otay wins, they'll just have to go down the road. They'll take on number 2, Eastlake, who finished 9-1.
If this game was played at Otay Ranch, I would say Otay Ranch would probably win this game. I think they're very talented. They have a good chance to knock off Oceanside. I'm going to give Oceanside the edge because they're home. Kyron Beecham's going to have a great day on Friday, so look for the Pirates to win and travel down to Eastlake next week.
All right, Braden, great job tonight. And again, the Open Division, they're off tomorrow night. They'll tee it up a week from tomorrow night. You'll have 4 seed San Marcos going to Torrey Pines, 3 seed Carlsbad going to Cathedral Catholic. We'll break those games down next week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll look forward to talking with you tomorrow night when Braden and I hit the airwaves at 7 o'clock live from Rancho Bernardo High. We'll have high school football playoff action tomorrow night. It'll be Mission Hills against Rancho Bernardo. Until then, have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.